I turned to Laya, getting to my feet. "About ready to go in?" She nodded. I started to gather up the mess around us. Her hand on my arm stopped me. I looked at her and saw that the tightness had returned to her features. I was amazed at how temporary an effect all the laughter had had on her capacity to worry. I squatted down beside her.
"Jack,"
she began. I cut her off. "Laya, would you stop fretting?"
"But you will talk to him?"
"I said I would, and I will. Relax. Ollie's a big boy."
"But Jack,"
she said, her eyes pleading,
"he's taking such a terrible risk."
I sighed, patted her arm. "Well, he hasn't taken it yet." But he had. We heard Cortez's screams a second after that. He was bounding toward us across the meadow, slipping and sliding, falling once, waving his arms. We rushed to meet him. Through his panting and hysteria, he managed to get out that Holly had been discovered lying unconscious on the laboratory floor, babbling incoherently. He was clutching some sort of plastic skullcap or something with all sorts of tubes and wires running out of it. Nobody had been able to pry his fingers loose from it. A seizure, the doctors had said. Catatonic. Laya was already running back to the dome before hearing all that Cortez had to spout. Karen, now wide awake, sprinted athletically after her. I gave it up after about 100 meters. Damned bug still had a piece of me. I had to slow up to wait for sanction to stop spinning. Lewis appeared beside me, looking benignly helpful.
"Here you go, Jack,"
he said, and offered a shoulder. He was a good crutch, in considerably better shape than most drunks I had seen. But even with his help, it seemed to take forever to cross the field, enter the dome, and work our way down into the lab. All the time, the thought kept streaking through my mind that Holly, with his genius fried, would now be nothing more than the timid lad he had at first seemed to be. As we stepped through the seal, I heard Holly's voice. He was sitting up on the workbench, surrounded by nervous faces. I broke loose from Lewis and rushed ahead to see him. Hot damn, he was alive anyway.
"No, really, really," he was saying to them. "I'm fine. A little weak, but..."
He noticed my stumbling approach.
"I'm okay, Jack,"
he assured me with a smile that contained equal parts of shyness and pride. I was still worried. "I can see that. You look great, but..." How to put the next question? He anticipated me.
"It's still me, Jack."
He turned to Laya, putting a weary arm around her shoulders.
"Really, it's still me. I'm fine. Just a little tired."
The doctor was reading a gauge off a Metagrip attached to Holly's other arm.